This is Danny Johnson, and we want to welcome you tonight to this crazy call that seems to be packed out so much so that I'm not even able to get on. So you guys are obviously doing a great job getting your teams on, taking advantage of this free weekly call. For those of you that this is your very first time, tonight what we're going to do, we're going to do something really special. I actually have several of my students from my coaching classes that are on the call with us tonight. And I want to, I'll check to see if they're all there with me here shortly, but I'm going to have four different guests, possibly five, from our prospecting and our closing classes. They're going to be on here tonight. Basically, I'm going to coach them. You guys are going to listen, so you're actually going to get a freebie tonight of listening in on some one-on-one coaching that's going to be happening concerning the script book and prospecting and or closing, whatever area it is that they want the help in. We're going to do that live tonight. And so this is going to be a very exciting call. Also, for those of you that I have not had an opportunity to yet meet, my name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in an extremely abusive home where my parents were drug addicts, my dad was violent, and I grew up in a way where I totally did not think that people like me succeeded in absolutely anything. And what's interesting is I was introduced to the industry by a friend of mine. And I told him, you know, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not going to work for me. And I really believe that people like me don't make it. They just don't. I don't fit the mold of ever succeeding. And so what happened was is he persisted with me for several months, and I wound up finally getting the courage to sign an application and get started. And my first 6 months were a complete failure. Heard about a training seminar after the 6 months that was going to cost me about $1,500 between all the expenses and the fee to get in. And I didn't have the money. I didn't have the time. And to be honest with you, I'm now 20 years old thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to waste my money in some boring seminar that's not going to help me. And so I almost didn't go. And the guy who told me about it said he would not work with me unless I went. So I went to that training seminar, came out of that, and in 8 days made $4,000. And right after that, brought a bunch of people to Salt Lake City, Utah to me just a few weeks after that first seminar. Came out of that training seminar and made $11,000 from my second check. Next check was $15,000. Next one after that was over $20,000, just under $21,000. Then wanted to go get married, make babies, and do that kind of thing. And the guy that I wound up marrying changed his mind and drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. Wound up completely broke. My business was stolen from me as a direct result of marrying him. Lost everything, and I mean everything. I lost my dreams, my goals, my everything. And I wound up completely homeless shortly after that experience, and I mean completely homeless. Wound up living in the back of a car, and after several weeks of being homeless and whining and murmuring and complaining about my situation, I decided to step up and do something with my life instead of letting it go in the downward spindle that it had already gone. And so shortly after I just stepped up, made $2,000 my first 10 hours from a payphone booth, reading a script that I wrote and a handwritten flyer, really putting quarters into a telephone booth and making phone calls. Next month made $6,540. First full-time month made over $10,000. By the end of my first year, made my quarter of $1 million. By the end of my second year, made my first million. And I was now 23 years of age when I made my first million. Went on to make millions beyond that. I'm a mother. I have five children. Totally committed to the God that I serve on a daily basis and utilizing the skills that he's given me through this business to help equip, train, and develop other people to succeed in a very unusual way, being able to work less and make more money. And so we do this through a seminar system called First Steps to Success, excuse me, which we have one taking place in Dallas, Texas. If you go to the website and click on the event schedule, on April 9th and 10th, we have a First Steps to Success training seminar that's taking place that we already have a tremendous amount of people coming to, and we're excited. Can't wait to meet those people. For those of you that are going, I'll be giving you instructions because we have one more Monday before that comes. Anyway, so basically, the website is there to be able to help you, depending on, you know, what financial position that you're in. I mean, if you are literally, you know, below poverty level, there is a lot of free stuff on the website to help you. We've got over 50 hours of free calls that are there for people like myself, who I was, when I got started as a broke homeless cocktail waitress that gleaned from all the free stuff. You know, I would have been somebody that would have gleaned from all the free stuff in the very beginning. And for those of you that are willing to make that kind of next step, where you know that you've got to make your business grow faster, you know that you've got to be more confident in what you're doing, you know that you've got to make big changes because you need some big results, then there's a lot of things that are available for those of you, people who qualify in that way. And for those of you, by the way, if you've been invited on this call by somebody else, which chances are you have, you really want to go back and thank that person because it shows a certain line of character in them. The fact that they would introduce you to somebody else to help you, to help them, who they are. Because, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of big egos out there that refuse to let someone else help their friends and family members and people that they care about. There's just a ton of those kind of people out there. And so you're in a unique situation where you've really got somebody that invited you to take a look at something and to listen to a way where you can help to improve your wife. And so it says a lot about the character. It says a lot about where their ego is, big time. Okay, so I first want to take a real quick roll call. I want to see if my students are on the phone from our prospecting and closing class. Let's see. Beverly Dixon, are you on the line with me?
Yes.
Good job. Candace Inman, are you on the phone with me? Candace? Okay, that's a big no. Candace, your line might be muted. Either that or you have the same trouble I had getting in on this call because everybody packed it out. Ken Smith, are you on the line with me?
I'm here.
Okay, and Sherry Murray.
Yes, I'm here.
Yay. Bob Mins, did you make it? Okay.
Danny, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Candace?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Well, I'm glad Marla was able to get a hold of you guys. I know it was short notice, and I'm happy that you guys are here. What I want to do, first of all, is why don't we go ahead and just work together how we've been. Beverly, why don't I go ahead and start with you? And Beverly, you're in the prospecting class, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Beverly, I want you to tell everybody the kind of success that you've had so far from the things that you've learned and how you've tweaked and what's happened in your results.
Well, I've learned quite a few things. One was dealing with men.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like talking to men at all. And just realizing that I think I'm a little bit too friendly.
Uh-huh.
That was a big problem for me.
Okay.
I need to be more professional and not so friendly.
Okay. And so we'll see if you use the script with me. I'll see where that needs to be. So you have your script book out?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is just like what we do in our class, okay, format that we do in our in the coaching class. And now, Beverly, have you been able to sponsor men since you learned how to do that?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. It's a reliever. It's
so are you no longer scared of them?
No. Mm-mm.
And you also sponsored a man at the top level, right?
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? And you had never done that before, right?
No.
So that's so cool. So that's just to say that if you invest into your skill level, your skill increases, you get better at it, and obviously you're going to make more money. Okay, so Beverly, what I want you to do, if there's any way, I can barely hear you, by the way. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, if you can, just speak up louder. If you have a headset on, turn it up or whatever so that I can hear you loud and clear.
And is that better?
Yes.
I'll just take the headset off.
Oh, good. That's much, much better.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead. I'm going to answer the phone. I'll go ahead and pretend to be the prospect, and you go ahead and do what you do. Again, same format on the call.
Okay.
Ready? Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Beverly. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just looking for a way to make some extra money.
Do you have a pen and a paper handy?
Yeah, I do.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Okay. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What is it that you do?
I'm a cocktail waitress.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
I have been doing that for a month and a half.
A month and a half. Okay. What did you do before that?
I worked as a custom decorator.
Oh, really? Okay. And who did you work for?
I worked for JCPenney.
Okay. Now, did you do just a single home? Did you do all the designing, or did you have a specific area that you worked on?
Well, we actually customized it. We specialized in carpet and drape.
Oh, okay. Now, what is it that you like about your current job as a cocktail waitress?
I like the customers that I get to interact with.
Okay. Now, what type of environment do you work in? Do you work in a restaurant or do you work in a bar?
I work actually in a restaurant and a bar.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what is it that you like about your job besides the customers? Is that it?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay, what is it that you don't like?
I don't like my boss.
Okay. Okay. Now, Danny, what is it that you like about working for JCPenney's as a customer designer?
I like being able to help customers make decisions that would improve their living space.
Okay. What did you not like about it?
I didn't like the other decorator that I worked with.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you looking for a replacement income or are you looking to supplement your income?
I'm looking to supplement it at first and then eventually replace it.
Okay. Now, do you have family?
I have a daughter.
Daughter. How old is she?
She's 4.
Oh, they're wonderful at that age, aren't they?
It's fun.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Christina.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Yeah.
Do you get to spend a lot of time with Christina?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you work long hours at your job?
I work 12-hour shifts.
Wow, that is long. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you been self-employed or owned a home business before?
Yeah, I have actually.
Oh, okay. What is it that you did?
Well, I worked in the environmental industry.
Okay. And what exactly did you do with the environmental industry?
We marketed air and water filtration units to commercial and residential.
Okay. How long did you do that?
A year and a half.
Okay. What did you like about that?
I like the people I got to work with.
Okay. So you like working with people?
Yeah.
What did you not like about doing that?
I worked with there were some people in there that were just dishonest and they lied to people and they hurt a lot of people, so I didn't like that, so I left.
Well, I like that you have integrity. That's very good.
Thanks.
Now, what level of income are you accustomed to?
I am accustomed to right now about $1,500 a month.
Okay. And what kind of income are you hoping to generate in the next 12 months?
I'm looking to generate at least an extra $30,000 a year.
Okay, and that's definitely doable. Now, do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
I'm sure I can come up with something.
Okay. You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm pretty serious.
And tell me why.
Because I don't ever want to be in the financial position that I'm in right now, and I'm tired of being in debt, and I need to get out of debt.
Okay. Great. Let's tell you a little bit about the company that I work for. We are a 19-year-old company. We're an international company. We are listed with the Better Business Bureau, and we did over $500 million in sales last year, and we are continuously on track to well exceed that this year. Now, Danny, the person that we're looking for has three qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel that you have these qualities?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Now, do you have Internet access?
I do.
Can you give me your email address so I can verify that?
Sure. It's danny@12345.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link to a website. It's going to give you all the information. This information, Danny, is going to show you how that you can earn that $30,000 a year that you're hoping to earn, where you don't have to work for people that you don't like, dishonest people, you know, those kind of things. And this is going to help you to get out of debt and to just be in the financial situation that you would like. Now, let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
My number is da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Okay.
Can you call that back to me?
Sure. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Now, we're pre-screening a lot of people right now. We'll be making a decision real soon, so the sooner you get to the website, the better. Depending on what your response is and to the information, we'll determine whether or not we'll be able to work together and where you'll fit into on our team. Now, if you're available Wednesday at 10 a.m., I'll call you to answer any questions that you have. Does that work for you, Danny?
Sure.
Great. Well, I look forward to speaking with you on Wednesday.
Okay. Okay, Beverly, let me ask you something. 10 people, I know you're like panting. You're so nervous. I can hear it. Beverly, it's just you and me, baby. No one else is on the call. Don't worry about the 1,500 people that are listening. That's 3,000 ears. It's not a problem. Don't worry.
My
you know what I struggle with every Monday night, huh? Okay. Beverly, how many people out of 10 actually show up for that follow-up appointment?
Show up? Maybe two.
Two out of 10 are showing
mm-hmm.
up? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have some things for you that I believe will help you. Beverly, I've had numerous conversations with you one-on-one on the phone, so I know that you know how to be friendly and personal, okay? You know how to make a connection with people. Is that not true?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that you've had people tell you that you're just too nice.
Well, I just felt like that might have been my problem.
Oh, you said
I might have felt like that I might have been too friendly, that I didn't seem serious enough. Does that make sense?
Okay. The word is not that you're too friendly. To be honest with you, you're kind of standoffish, but you're really sweet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that friendly is, hey, buddy, hey, pal. I would like to see that.
Okay.
But in other words, in Beverly, and you did a great job, and you did awesome. I'm so proud of you because you've come so far with, you know, you identify what my needs, strengths, and goals were, and you better have after all this time going to these classes. You better be getting that one down. But what happened, there's two main things. And by the way, you did a great job explaining your company. Did awesome there. Did awesome asking questions. You did awesome asking me more questions to get me to kind of open up and talk more to you. There's actually, here's one more thing. Number one, you said okay probably 40 times.
I didn't realize I did that.
Okay, let me, did any of my other students that are on the line right now, did you guys hear her say okay about 40 times?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the prospect's hearing it too. Okay, okay. Okay. Now, I'm looking through the script right now, and I don't think I see it once. Yeah, I don't think I do. I see great twice. But I don't see an okay. Okay, so that, and by the way, that's one of my nervous habits also. I do it on the stage a lot, where it's okay, 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 okay. Now, the prospect's going to hear that, and it's kind of this rhythm thing that happens, and they get into this rhythm, and they're not even hearing your words anymore. Because it's okay, 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 great, okay, oh, okay. It's cute how many different ways you could say okay. But I would kind of be mindful of that word. It's usually a nervous habit is what it is. And so the more comfortable you get on the phone, the more you're going to be kind of losing that, you know. I'm sure you don't say okay 20 times when you're on the phone with your mother.
No.
Are you with me? Okay, so this is what I want you to do, okay? Okay, are you ready? Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready, okay? Okay, here we go. What I want you to do, more importantly, is do you have a best friend that you'd like to talk to on the phone?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
Daily.
Okay. What's her name?
Diana.
Okay. All right, now you got me doing the okay thing. Okay. Ah! Diana. Sherry, I hear you snickering. Stop it. Diana is what you said, or Diane?
Diana.
Call Diana, and I want you to converse with her. And I want you to just take notice of your body language, your tonality. Take notice about how relaxed you're on the phone with Diana. Now, I'm sure you two snicker, you laugh, you cry, right?
Yeah, we're probably going to be laughing at this call tomorrow.
In fact, I want you to have Diana listen to this call tomorrow, and I want you to have her tell you, does this sound like it's the real me?
she's on here tonight.
Oh, she is? So funny. Then she probably is laughing. She's probably going, who the heck is that? I want you to be you, Beverly.
Okay.
That one right there. See, that okay was good. I want you to be you. Because no one can be better at being you than you. So you really got to get to this place where you're just going to be yourself and it doesn't matter what they say and you're really genuinely interested in that process. You did a great job going through the motions. Because you've been on enough conference calls with me and this is your second time around with the prospecting class. Okay? Or was it? Did you go do closing class first time last time?
Yes.
And now you're in the prospecting class.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Okay, so this is the first time in your prospecting class.
Right.
Okay, so here's the deal. The deal is that there's like this big wall of tension that's coming from your side, which automatically builds it on my side. And what it is you've done an awesome job diligently asking the right questions and getting me to talk more and all that kind of stuff, but there still seems to be no interconnection with me as the prospect. In other words, you're going through the motions, you're doing that part right, which is half the battle right there. The next half that you're ready to graduate to is the part where you really want to get to know who this person is, genuinely interested in who you are. Let me demonstrate with you so you can see the difference, okay?
Okay.
All right, are you ready? Go ahead and answer the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Beverly?
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine.
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just kind of looking to see what's available.
Okay. Now, do you have pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
All right. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
Other than keeping two children at my home, no.
What do you mean, girl? That's like a full-time job.
Exactly.
How old are they?
18 months, 4, and we're expecting.
Oh, no way. When did that happen?
It was kind of a shock to us, too.
Really? When do you do?
July.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Is that an 18-month-old, a 4-year-old?
Yes.
What is the 18-month-old?
A little girl.
Oh, what's her name?
Alyssa.
Oh, how do you spell that?
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
See, I knew I had to ask. Everyone spells that name so differently. And the 4-year-old?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Oh, so you got the best of both worlds.
Yes.
Do you know what you're expecting?
A girl.
Oh, poor little guy.
Yeah.
That's wild. And are you planning for any more?
Oh, no. We weren't planning for this one.
Sounds like somebody else was, though. That's
yeah.
Kind of exciting. Now, okay, so how long have you been home full-time with your kids?
4 years.
Oh, okay.
This past November.
This is great. Okay. Now, what did you do prior to being a stay-at-home mother?
I worked for an international healthcare company. I worked in the accounting department.
All right. How long did you do that?
About 3 years.
What did you like about it?
I love the challenge.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I had several people under me. And just dealing with customers can always be a challenge. But
right.
I also like dealing with people. I like people.
What do you like about them?
I don't know. I love to help someone with their problems, and I kind of, you know, with the go-between and a problem solver a lot.
Okay. Now, what did you not like about your career?
Well, the company that I worked for was always changing things. They'd come up with a policy that was to take effect today, and then they might change it 2 weeks later, just when you're getting in the routine of it. So it was always very inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing, and you just felt like you could never get ahead.
Mm. Now, what do you like about being home with your kids?
I like being here to be, you know, just to be the one to give them my moral. I like to just watch them, you know, throughout the day as they do their little funny things, and I'm just glad I don't have to miss any of their first.
Right. That's exciting, huh?
It
How
is.
Old was your daughter when she first started walking?
My daughter was 9.5 months.
Oh, so was mine. Wild.
Yeah, my son was a little bit slow starter, but, you know. He
were
didn't have
big?
Anyone.
Were
Pardon
they
me?
Big babies?
No. 7 pounds, 3 ounces, 7 pounds, 4 ounces.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Those are good signposts.
Yeah.
Now, are you currently, now, what do you not like about being home with the kids?
being shut up in the house. my daughter is at the phase that she wants to crawl on everything, climb on everything, get into everything. So just running behind her, I feel like I say no 1,000 times all day long. No, right. No, no.
Right, right. Now, are you thinking, now are you looking for a way to supplement your income or replace the income that you lost 4 years ago?
At some point to replace it, because I don't ever want to have to go back in the workforce when they do go to school.
Right. Now, do you are you married?
I guess.
Oh, I thought you said I guess. What did your husband do?
He's an engineer.
Oh, great. Well, you two have very similar backgrounds then, you being in accounting and him being an engineer.
He's more analytical than I am, though.
Okay. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
Yes.
Like what?
I tried party plans.
Okay. Did you like that?
Well, it was okay. I like meeting the people. I did like that.
Now, what level of income are you guys currently accustomed to?
As far as my husband and I, $66,000.
All right. What kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
Me alone?
Uh-huh.
With a home business? About $40,000.
Good job. Now, do you have capital set aside to start your business?
I do.
All right. Now, you know, Beverly, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Beverly, how serious are you about starting a home-based business?
Very serious.
Tell me why.
Well, just because expecting our third child, mm-hmm. we need a larger home. And a new vehicle now. and I just want to know that when my children go to school that I can still be home and be there for all their important events at school and not have to worry about having a boss that's going to get upset or mad if I needed to take off. So I don't ever want to have to worry about that again.
Right. Now, Beverly, let me tell you a little bit about the company I work with. And I would give you that information.
Okay.
Now, Beverly, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Yes.
Do you have Internet access?
I do.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send you a link to our website. So I'm going to go ahead and confirm your email address. Can you repeat it back to me again?
Yes. It's abc.com.
Okay. I'm going to, do you have that piece of paper and pen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Beverly, let me go ahead and give you the link to my website.
Okay.
Give you the web address.
Okay.
It's www.danijohnson.com.
Okay.
All right. You can go ahead and go check out that website right away. And actually, Beverly, isn't it in your business model you schedule people for a conference call?
Well, we have webcast and conference calls.
Okay, cool. So
yeah.
I'll just go ahead and do that. Okay, I can send you a link to a webcast that I'll go ahead and invite you in, and you can get the information that way.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and give you my phone number also. You ready?
Okay.
It's 209-463-5210.
Okay.
Again, it's 209-463-5210. Can you repeat that back to me? Make sure repeat the web address to me and the phone number, making sure you got it right, okay?
Yes. The web address is www.danijohnson.com,
mm-hmm.
and the number is 209-463-5210.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got it. Okay. So basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take you to a webcast where you're going to gain the information on exactly how you will be able to generate an extra $40,000 working part-time from home, being able to be challenged with dealing with people and helping people to solve their problems without the inconsistencies of a company that changes a policy this week and then next week. And, you know, you really can't get into the new routine of things. We don't have that kind of thing with our company. And still being able to be there and not miss out on Alyssa and your son and this new baby that's on the way, not having to miss out on their first, and not have to worry about upsetting a boss when you really need to be there for the first dance recital or when, you know, when they have their dentist appointment or whatever, but you can still have that flexibility of being home. And utilizing that extra $40,000 maybe to help get a bigger house, and obviously now you need a bigger vehicle because you have a third baby on the way, okay? So we are pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be making a decision here real soon. So the sooner that you can get to that webcast, the better. And depending on your response to this information will determine whether or not we work together and where you fit in on our team. So if you are available, right now it is 7:40 California time. If you're available actually right now, I can go ahead and take you to the webcast. Either that or I can go ahead and take you in at 8:30 California time. Which time works better for you?
8:30.
8:30 works better for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have, I mean, you're a busy mom, so I would assume you have an appointment book, right?
Yes.
Okay, you got it right there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead and put me in at 8:30. I'll go ahead and wait for you to do that.
Okay.
And I will go ahead and call you back at 8:30. We'll go ahead and get you situated so you can absolutely find the information so you can generate that extra $40,000 so that you can get the bigger home, a bigger vehicle, and be able to have the freedom of being able to not miss out on anything with your kids and still, you know, utilizing your people skills and handling people's problems and helping to solve those problems for people, okay?
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and give you a call back at 8:30. What I'm going to do right now is I have a few more interviews that I'll be conducting between now and then, and then I'll go ahead and talk to you at 8:30, and we'll decide whether or not we're going to work together.
Okay.
Okay, great, Beverly. It was awesome talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Beverly, did you see anything different between yours and mine?
Yeah, you're a lot more relaxed.
Well, yes.
No, I mean, it just seems to flow a lot smoother.
You see how you're talking to me right now?
I was so nervous a while ago.
But I can guarantee you, you probably sound the same when you're working on the phone with a prospect. You've been interacting with me real good these last few minutes. Now, when you listen to this recording that'll be available on the website tomorrow, you'll hear the difference. When you hear yourself, you're like, oh, my God. Who's that? Okay? So those would be the areas to work on. In other words, I want you to connect with them, being truly, genuinely interested in them, instead of nice to them.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Being nice to them is not necessarily what makes a connection with them. The only thing you're going to give them is a sweet tooth. That's about it. That's not going to get them into the business. What's going to get them into the business is them trusting you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, cool. Sounds good. You did good.
Thank you.
So I can't wait for you to work on this tomorrow morning before you get on the prospect call at 9 to see what happens. You know what I mean? To get more in the groove of doing it that way. Okay. Excuse me. I have a stick in my throat. Okay, Candace Inman, where
yes.
are you, girl?
I'm right here.
Okay, hey, what can I help you with?
Oh, just about anything and everything. right now I'm extremely nervous.
Okay.
Mostly, I don't have a lot of trouble getting through the prospecting script, but when it comes to the closing, I blow it.
Do
if they
really?
Let me get that far.
If they let you get that far?
Right.
Okay, so when you're on the closing, so this is after they saw the presentation, right?
Right.
Okay. So then do you call them back to close them?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and just real quickly go through the script on page 4 of how you do that next, you know, when you're prospecting and closing people.
Okay. Hi, Danny?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Great. This is Candace. And did you get a chance to go to that information that I gave you, the website?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, how's everything going with your daughter? And
oh, it's going good.
It's going good?
Yeah.
Are you finding more ways to be able to stay home and see her more often?
No, I still work in the 12-hour shift 5 days a week.
Yeah, that's so hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what did you like about what you saw on the website, Danny?
Well, I didn't get a chance to look at it, so I can't really tell you what I liked about it.
Right. Okay, I'm nervous. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. So you didn't get a chance to go to the website.
No.
Danny, do you have about 4 minutes, 5 minutes?
Actually, right now probably isn't really good.
Isn't good.
No.
All right. Well, would you like me to call you back later this evening?
Yes.
Or, pardon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you still have the website address?
Actually, why don't you give it to me again? I think I lost it.
Okay. It's www. blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay. And can you repeat that to me? Make sure I didn't, you didn't misunderstand me or
sure.
I said it wrong.
www. blah, 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 blah.
All right, that's great. Okay, and when you get in on the website, remember to click on the picture on the right-hand side.
Okay.
And it'll tell you what we do, how we do it, and how we get paid.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And then I'll call you back about 7 o'clock this evening. Will that be fine?
Sure.
All right. You go enjoy the website, Danny, and I'll call you back at 7.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Candace, do you ever run into people who did not go to the website?
All the time.
Okay, cool. Then let me go ahead and do the same thing with you. Why don't you be the person that did not go to the website?
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Ring, ring. Hello. You say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Candace.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's fine.
Good. Hey, how was work today?
Oh, the usual.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a good day with your boss?
No, not generally.
Really?
I stay locked up in my office as much as possible.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is. That's why I'm looking for something else.
Man, that is really sad. That is really, really sad. Now, did you get home, get dinner ready and all that?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Thank goodness my husband won't eat anything, as long as it doesn't eat him first. So.
Well, that's good. Well, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay.
Just one thing and another came up, and I just wasn't able to get to it.
Okay. So, Candace, are you still very serious about being able to get out from under that boss that you just don't like to be around and be able to generate an extra $50,000 a year working part-time from home?
Oh, yes, I'm very serious.
Okay. How serious are you about that?
I'm about as serious as a heart attack.
Okay. Now, Candace, is it that you did not go to the website because you really did not have a chance and things got, you know, you got caught up with things, or you did not go to the website because you really are not serious about getting out of your job and making an extra $50,000 and you just, you know, you don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, it has nothing to do with hurting your feelings. My husband is having some medical problems, and so when I got home, he was in a lot of pain, and so I was having to deal with that and get dinner, and so I honestly just didn't get a chance to get to it.
Okay, awesome. Now, this I typically don't do this, Candace, but I'll go ahead and make an exception, you know, in the event that your husband is ill and that you needed to do that, and I'm kind of thinking that you're pretty serious about it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then what I will go ahead and do, I'll give you a second chance. And what I'll let you do is go ahead and check out the website now. And what I'll do is I'll give you a call back at, it's a 7:45 right now, so I'll give you a call back at 8:15. And you would have had plenty of time to be able to review the website, get the information that you were looking for so that you can be able to get out of that job that you hate, not having to work with that boss anymore, and be able to generate that extra $50,000 so that you can be home with your husband while he is battling the sickness that he's going through right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so this is what I'll do. So does 8:15 work for you?
Yes, that will work fine.
Okay, and Candace, I really appreciate you being here at the appointed time that we set up earlier. That shows me that you are a woman of your word. And so when I call at 8:15, we'll go ahead and talk about whether or not it's going to work out between the two of us. And again, take a lot of notes. Because on that website, you're going to find out exactly how you could be there to serve your husband while he's dealing with the sickness and still be able to generate an extra $50,000 a year without that boss that you don't like being around.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
I'll call you back in half an hour. Meanwhile, I'm going to be on the phone doing a few more interviews, okay?
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you in about a half an hour.
All right. Thank you,
Danny.
All right.
Bless you, lady.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Candace, you see the difference between those two?
Yes. Big difference.
Okay. Here's in case people weren't paying attention. The difference is that I threw Candace a curveball, and she was like, ah, now what do I say? Okay? Candace, I just gave you what to say. Number one is you qualify the fact that they didn't go. Now, Candace, is it that you really are serious about, and I repeated her goals back to her that I discovered in the prospecting call, okay? And that you are really serious about that, and you really did, you know, get all, you know, things got real busy and you just didn't get a chance? Or are you just telling me that you are, that you got real busy and didn't get a chance because you really are not serious about staying home and making an extra $50,000? So you qualify, number one, their excuse right then and there. No, I am really serious. My husband's ill, blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. Well, I typically don't do this, but I'm going to give you a second chance. And boom, repeated that back to you.
Right.
Okay.
I need to learn to get a little more pushy. I take no too quickly for an answer.
Yeah. Yeah. That, it's not so much is it pushy versus making them get off the fence.
Right.
So it's like, okay, are you on the fence? Yeah, okay, I am serious. I really am serious about that. Okay, great. I'm going to give you a second chance. You go ahead and take a look at it, and now I'll call you back in a half an hour. And at that point, we'll decide whether or not we're going to work together. And I put your goals back in front of you, leading
right.
you with your goals to go take a look at the opportunity.
Right.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, good job, girl. Okay, Ken Smith, what can I help you with in the next 3 minutes?
Next 3 minutes. Well, actually, my sponsoring right now seems to be pretty consistent at about 1 in 10.
Okay.
Although I do see some improvement coming along, I've got a number of folks out there who are looking at the website, and I just need to get back to them. But one of the things I found the most is that I had to stop selling and listen more.
Yeah.
And probe. I find myself still falling into the old trap that I speak more than I should listen.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to come natural. but at the same time, I'm finding that I'm probing more and more and more. And it's interesting when folks start talking to you, they reveal quite a bit about themselves on things that you didn't even ask for.
Right.
And so I'm picking up on that. My prospecting seems to be, the interviewing process seems to be going very good. I'm having a little bit of a challenge with the closing.
Okay.
Just, you know, I think it obviously is going to get a lot better. And I got to tell you the one thing, I was following your closing script, and all of a sudden, you know, I had a gentleman on the phone the other day, and I all of a sudden discovered page 5.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was like, oh, I can just go into that part of it.
the handling objection?
Yeah. And, but in any case, that seems to be where I'm having the greatest amount of challenges is in the closing. I'm feeling very comfortable, for the most part, in the prospecting. Everyone's different,
mm-hmm.
but just getting to the number of calls. I am not making the number of calls in a day that I absolutely need to be because of traveling and a number of different things. So I'm feeling a little upset with myself for not being able to get the numbers in a day that in dials that I want to.
Right. Okay, so you feel like when you're setting appointments with people are showing up for those appointments?
I'm going to say 60% yes.
Okay.
40% no. And that bothers me, you know, especially. But then you get to realize, hey, next, move on, next one. Just don't worry
right.
about it.
Okay.
You end up getting, thicker skin as you move along. But it's getting to it, and that's the thing that I'm struggling with right now, getting enough time in the day to get the number of calls done that I've targeted
right.
for myself.
Okay, so then you have 6 out of 10 people that are showing up for a presentation.
Yeah.
And you have 1 out of 10 that you're closing.
Yes.
Okay. Those are not bad numbers. Those are not bad numbers at all. Those are great numbers. And there's obviously room for improvement. I mean, we could definitely get you up to 9 out of 10 of people showing up for a presentation appointment. A follow-up call appointment to be able to do the close with them. Have you had at least 10 people that you can read the closing script with?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and read that closing script to me.
Okay.
And let's see where we go from there.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, did you get a chance to review the information that I sent you to?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Well, tell me, what did you like about what you saw?
I like the opportunity to make money.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, the testimonials on there are pretty powerful, and I think it's a neat thing that people can make money by just sending people to a website.
All right. Well, when we last chatted, you indicated that you were looking for a little extra income to be able to pay off some of that credit card debt and everything else. Did you see where that was possible?
Yeah, I did.
All righty. Let me ask you a question, Danny. Do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
I want to make a lot.
Oh, well, what for?
Because I don't ever want to be in this kind of financial position again. I want to be in more control of my finances.
Mm-hmm. Danny, at your current job, just how long would it take for you to be able to accomplish some of the things that you told me that you would like to accomplish?
Well, it's probably never. I don't know.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, where do you see yourself getting started? Are you looking at, say, maybe just a basic test of water type of level, or at a very serious level?
Probably at a serious level.
Okay. Well, the cost of our kit in order to get started, you're looking at about $250 is a package that is probably where we're going to get the best value out of a startup, and that's exactly where I would suggest. I can go through all of the components of that, but that is an indication. That's a starting point where I believe that you'll see the best value for your money and you'll see the business potential. So why don't we just take some information right now, and we'll get you started.
Okay. Okay, let's flip the coin. I found some things that will help you.
Pardon me?
I found some stuff that will help you.
Okay.
Okay. This is good. This is really good. Okay, so Ken, what did you like about what you saw?
Well, what I saw was an opportunity for not only to make some extra dollars, but some freedom.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I'm currently locked into a corporate structure that I'm just pretty much fed up. And I just see in so much stress that, I'm tired of building somebody else's dream. And I thought possibly looking at the Internet and looking around, there might be some possibilities of certain things that I might be able to see myself doing.
All right. Now, Ken, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, if I'm going to replace the income that I'm currently accustomed to, I got to make a lot.
All right. What for?
Pardon me?
What for?
Well, when you're working at, I've reached a level of success in this company, and of course you have executive expenses. So I've got a lifestyle that I'm accustomed to, but also I haven't been able to take some vacation time that I would love to have, I hope to have been able to have for the last few years. And so I've just got to make some changes, but I need some money.
Okay. that's great. Ken, at your current job, how long will it take you to enjoy the freedom of making a lot of money and no longer building somebody else's dream and no longer have any stress in your life and be able to take the kind of vacations that you desire to take?
Well, the way that I'm looking at it right now, it's going to take a long time because I can't even take the vacation time that I have coming to me each year as it is. And just to be able to put the extra dollars aside, there is always something coming up. So I'm pretty serious about getting started. And if this thing checks out the way that I think it would be, I'm willing to give it a shot. What kind of dollars are we looking at here?
Well, where do you see yourself getting started? Do you see yourself starting at the bottom with our, little $30 kit, or do you see yourself putting yourself in a position where you can earn the maximum amount of profits in the same amount of time that someone that starts at the bottom, but you're going to earn max profits instead?
Well, it's like anything else. If you only put a small amount of money investment, you get what you pay for. So I'm prepared to put a little of the time that's necessary, and I've got a few dollars I can invest if this marketing plan or whatever I'm looking at is really what it's all cracked up to be.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. Let's go ahead and get your application all filled out and get your kit on its way, and let's set an appointment to begin your training so that you can start making some money starting tomorrow.
Just how much are we talking about?
Well, you said that you wanted to work to earn the maximum amount of profits, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a $299 package.
Well, that's not so bad. I'm sure my wife will let me spend that.
All right. Awesome. Let's go ahead and get your application filled out and get your appointment set up for to begin your training so you start making money tomorrow.
All right. I think I'm prepared to give it a shot.
Okay.
See where we can go from there.
Okay, so Ken, what do you see that was the difference between those two?
You probed a little bit more. You drew from me a little more information that I was able to get from you. That's pretty much it.
Okay. You asked me a question, what did you like about what you saw? And I said, I'd like the opportunity to make some more money. So tell me more about that. I said, I don't know, the testimonies were pretty powerful, and, they seemed like, a neat way to make money from home, to make a lot of money from home. And then you began to sell me.
Yes. Yes. See,
and, well, Danny, when we talked earlier, you said that you really wanted to blah, 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 blah. You know, did you see a way to do that? Just stick to the script.
Yep.
Okay. And then it was, so then as soon as they ask that question, tell me more about that. They're selling themselves, okay?
Yep.
So then it is step three, okay, do you want to make a little or a lot? A lot. Great, what for? Give them the chance to sell themselves again. Don't sell me on my needs is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Okay?
And I know that that's exactly what I'm doing because it just seems to be a natural comeback.
Right. Just read the question. Okay, and then, at your current job, and here's what's funny. This is the time to repeat my goals and strengths to me. And you said, all the things that you talked about. Get specific right there. At your current job, how long will it take you to be able to, do the things that you said you wanted to do? That's vague. Pinning me down to what my needs, strengths, and goals were.
All right.
So right there is when you repeat it.
I see that.
Okay. That's where it says in parentheses, list the goals that they just gave. Okay, where do you see yourself getting started? Now, here's where the breakdown was. I was ready to get started, and then, as soon as I said, I want to start at the top, great, welcome aboard. Done. Done.
Done. Shut up.
Exactly. You got it, buddy.
I've got duct tape sitting near you.
Exactly. Apply now. So what they say there, I want to start at the top. Great, welcome aboard. Let's get your application in and get your appointment set up for your training to begin. Okay, just got to get. Let's go ahead and review your contact information. Can you spell your name properly for me?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I mentioned earlier that all of a sudden I discovered page 5, it's rather interesting where I had gotten down through that closing script, and I was getting some very strong objections and almost being interrogated, if you will, from the individual I was talking to. And while he was talking, I kind of just tuned out a little bit because he was just talking. But then I started reading page 5. And then I went, here it is. And I came right back and I followed, Bill, this, how you were saying that. And I went, and I just cut him off, but went right into that. Brought him right around to the point where I now have him as a strong possible distributor here.
That's funny.
But it wasn't that I just hadn't gone to that next step because I don't know, it just wasn't there. But once I have now gotten into that next page, it has brought it closer and closer to helping the individual make a decision.
Yeah, totally. And what's so funny is that we get emails all the time going, how come there isn't anything on handling objections in Danny's script book? We're like, bottom of page 4, top of page 5.
It truly is there. And I think
what I
was doing initially was I was getting all tongue-tied, and I went immediately into the sell mode.
Yep.
And I was losing 50% of them.
Yep.
And so once I got to this particular point, if there's one thing that I have found is I just read the book, just keep reading the book because it's all there. I'm just discovering things on my second and third time through and going, where was that the first time I read it?
Yeah, that's so awesome. Now listen, for those of you that are on the call and you need to hang up, you go right ahead because I've got one more person that you guys have got to hear from. But if you need to hang up, I totally understand. Sherry, where are you?
I'm right here.
Sherry, you just tell everybody what the heck has happened to you.
Where do I start?
Start from the beginning. beginning of the month, actually end of last month, how you could not close anybody in a $299 package. You spent all day long doing 13 presentations and got nowhere, going, fooey with it, I don't want to do this anymore because it's not working. Then you signed up for the prospecting and the closing class. Tell everybody what the heck has happened.
Well, actually, I think it was an individual coaching call that we had, and I think the words out of your mouth were quit whining and sign up for the class. And so I quit whining, and I signed up for both classes, and I so am glad that I did because, you know, I went from being able to give products, you know, at a lower level and free, and I could do that till the cows come home and didn't even have to worry about it. But I could not promote our top level to bring a recruit into the business. It was just something I just could not do. I struggled with, and I didn't know where my problem was. And so I started with the coaching calls and the classes, and I took a lot in on the prospecting class, and I decided that, well, I guess I better put this to work because Danny's going to want my numbers next week. And I really don't want to hear a, you know, quit whining or go get your money back. So I put it into action, and I started making calls, and all of a sudden I realized that everything started flowing the way that it was meant to flow. And my first week that I started doing both classes, I'll combine the numbers, I put 5 people into the business at our top level. And of the 5 people that I put in, I took 5, 10, 14, 17 people to a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first week. So that's pretty cool. And then I went to the next week. And the next, I don't have everything lined out by week, but basically my ratios went from I can't do this, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to quit, and somebody else can just go ahead and make these calls for me because I'm going to, you know, sit in the corner and have a little pity party, to I think my closing ratios now, Danny, what are they, like 1 in 4? Is that what
yep.
we figured? And that's 1 in 4 at the higher level. So it's pretty cool.
It's way cool. I mean, from 0 out of 0, right? From
right.
0 to, I mean, not ever closing anyone at $299 to now 1 out of every 4 she closes at the top level in her business.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
It's pretty darn awesome.
And are you in the bonus pools this month?
Well, what we're finding is some of those people that have closed,
uh-huh.
their payment method is not processing.
Okay.
So that's my challenge right now. So we're taking a step forward and a couple of steps back.
Right.
So, but yes, we are going to be in the bonus pool, not a problem by the end of the month.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. So proud of you, man. This is just totally, completely incredible.
Well, I have to tell you that I knew I had it in me, but I didn't really know I had it in me until you made me look.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that I look at in myself that I know for sure I can do now that I really questioned before.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's a lot of people on this call that are afraid to do different things or they have challenges with different things. But, you know, guys, what they really have to do is they have to step up and they have to want to make a difference.
Yep.
And I did that because all I could hear was Danny going, quit whining. And so I quit whining and I stepped up.
Yep.
And I look at my results now and it's pretty impressive, pretty
yeah.
exciting.
Way impressive. Way, way, way impressive. Way exciting. Okay, so guys, let me just wrap this call up. I hope you guys enjoyed this hour plus of time where you got to listen in on some coaching that we really do on our coaching classes, which right now I think there are 5 left or something like that. I'm pretty sure there's 5 left in the prospecting class and there are 7 left in the coaching class that are available before both classes are totally sold out. And otherwise, you're going to have to wait a long time to get in on the next classes, which would just really be so completely lame. So it's first come, first serve. It would be so very lame. So it's first come, first serve basis on those classes that are coming up. And Sherry, do you recommend, you've been to First Steps a few times, do you recommend that people go to Dallas?
Oh, my gosh. If you guys don't make it to Dallas, that is a severe error in judgment. You need to be there. In fact, that's something Kieran and I have been talking strongly about. And even though we've been to three, we will start being there every month, one of us at least.
That's awesome. Yeah, Dallas is coming up. And for those of you that are going, you guys listen to me loud and clear. And I know there's a gal out there whose goal is to have 50 this month, and she's already there. She's already halfway there right now. So she's got like a week and a half left to make the rest of her commitment. But she came home and got 25 people registered right away, right out of the gate. She just came out of that seminar so stinking excited and on fire and just went, that's it. Everyone has to go to that seminar. And so for those of you that are going, make sure you do not go alone. Whatever you do, do not go alone. It is in the new people. The growth is in the new blood. Get the new people there. Ken and Jen, man, they have just, their company has stopped and taken a massive notice. They've been in the top recruiting bonuses since they came to First Steps in January, in the bonus pools, so much so that their upline took a look at them and went, what the heck are you guys doing? What's gotten into you? And they brought their upline last month to Chicago, as well as Nancy also had the same exact thing happen to her, where her upline was like, all right, what's up? Because they're seeing growth happening inside of their business and going, okay, something's happening, something's going like crazy. So there's people coming from all over the place to those events. We have people come from all over the world, and there will be people from all over the world in Dallas, Texas, coming up on the 8th and 9th of April. I mean, not 8th and 9th, 9th and 10th of April. That's coming up in a week and a half, and I can't wait to see you guys there, man. I'm excited to see you there. I'm excited to equip you, to develop your skills, to help you get over your internal confidence issues that are holding you back from being strong on the phone, that are holding you back from being effective with your teams and holding you back from being effective in closing or whatever it is that you're challenged by. I believe that First Steps to Success can help you get over that challenge. And so get there, get people in the seats that are a part of your business so you can absolutely maximize your sales force and start to see your people that you're getting there starting to turn over six-figure incomes within 6 to 12 months. We have many people that do it straight out of First Steps to Success. If you're having people there, the same thing's going to happen to you. Let me open up the lines and everybody just say good night and God bless. I really pray that God just prospers you greatly in the next 7 days.